AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Thanksgiving is a day to be with family. Captain Tuan Vu is in Afghanistan with a message for his family in Florida.
I'm safe and well. I wish all my family members a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holidays. I'll see them soon.
Today is a day for turkey, and either in person or on TV, the Macy's Parade.
There were 16 giant balloons, including some oldies but goodies like Charlie Brown, joining some newbies like trolls, and all the kids seem to have a favorite.
I like the Pikachu balloon a lot.
The elves, the evil wimpy kid, the dinosaur.
My favorite balloon was Elf on the Shelf.
My favorite balloon was the Trolls.
Hello Kitty.
My favorite one was a SpongeBob with the Santa Claus hat and the one with the Angry Birds.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
The parade went off without a hitch under heightened security in New York. Thanksgiving for President-elect Donald Trump is being spent at his resort in Florida. Meantime, a group of election lawyers and data experts are calling for a recount in three states. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
There is no evidence that the election results were hacked or that electronic voting machines were compromised. But one of the leaders of a group of experts urging Hillary Clinton's camp to ask for a recount says they just think the possibility should be eliminated. The three battleground states the experts named, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They'd been reliably Democratic in recent presidential elections.
Hurricane Otto made landfall in Nicaragua near the border with Costa Rica. It's a dangerous Category 2 storm. Otto becomes the southernmost hurricane on record to hit Central America. Five men are being kept in custody without charge in France, suspected of plotting a new attack. They're believed to have taken orders from Syria and used mobile phones and computers for search for locations. This is AP Radio News. A Christian mission in the nation's capital is serving up thousands of meals today. Here's the AP's Steve Coleman.
Pastor William Spence is a chaplain at Washington's Central Union Mission, which mainly serves homeless men.
But on days like this, we open up to families to come in who may be struggling and in need of some joy and some encouragement.
The mission has chapel services, but they're not mandatory.
You don't have to stay here to listen to our message at all. We just care about meeting your needs.
With hundreds of volunteers serving Thanksgiving meals that include food donated by some of the city's best restaurants and markets. Steve Coleman, Washington.
160 families in New Jersey are hosting 350 Coast Guard recruits for Thanksgiving. It's part of a tradition that has taken place for 33 years. Many of the young adult recruits are away from home for the first time. Hilda Orlando made sure the recruits got freshly baked chocolate chip cookies before they leave because they're not permitted sweets on the base. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.